Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Delegates to the Democratic National Convention formally nominated Joe Biden as the party's candidate in November presidential election. On this, the second night of the virtual convention because of the coronavirus pandemic. A sizable number of delegates also voted for Senator Bernie Sanders. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton on Tuesday doled out stark criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus crisis as he made a case for voters to pick Biden and his running mate, Kamala Harris, in the November election. Former President Jimmy Carter also delivered remarks Tuesday calling on the nation to opt for a Biden presidency. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell said he endorsed Biden because of the values they share. He said Biden will restore the country's moral authority. Biden's wife and political advisor, Jill Biden, scheduled to speak Tuesday evening as well. Vice presidential candidate Harris speaks on tomorrow night, Wednesday night, and Biden accepts the nomination formally on Thursday. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate Donald Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, Mr. Trump is expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the presidential race, you can visit our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. As always, we have continuing coverage right here on our network. Via remote, for more news, we invite you to join us at VOA News. And by remote, this is VOA News. Breaking developments out of Mali tonight. Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita announcing his immediate resignation on state television hours after mutinous soldiers fired shots into the air outside his home before detaining him and the prime minister. The dramatic development comes after several months of regular demonstrations calling for Keita to step down from power 3 years before his final term was due to end. Speaking on national broadcaster ORTM, just before midnight, Keita said he wished no blood to be shed to keep him in power, so he decided to step down from office. Keita also announced that his government and the National Assembly would be dissolved, certain to further the country's turmoil amid an 8-year Islamic insurgency and the growing coronavirus pandemic. Back here in the U.S., U.S. Postmaster General Luis DeJoy is promising that mail-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election will be delivered on time. DeJoy suspended all cost-cutting measures at the agency until after the election that Democrats claim would possibly kept millions of votes from being sent to election officials to be counted. DeJoy, a wealthy campaign donor to Republican President Donald Trump, appointed to the head of the Postal Service, said that cost-cutting measures he has undertaken at the deficit-ridden agency will be put on hold until after the election, in his words, to avoid an even appearance of any impact on the election mail. Trump has claimed without evidence that massive mail ballot schemes will lead to widespread fraud and a rigged election against him. A bipartisan investigation into Russian efforts to influence the outcome of the 2016 U.S. presidential election found that Moscow successfully used a complex web of operatives and active measures to ensnare members of President Trump's campaign, in some cases leaving the incoming administration open to manipulation. The report concluded, among other things, that Trump's 2016 campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, posed a grave counterintelligence threat because of his dealings with people close to the Kremlin. Manafort was convicted of tax and bank fraud charges during a separate investigation by the special counsel at the time, Robert Mueller. He was released from prison early this year. The Senate committee report also found that the FBI's investigation of the Russian meddling in the election was flawed. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or you can also join us at the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.